Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. You can take control of the show, the Monday night edition. We're kicking off another week here of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you. All of it is free. The archives are there. 8 months of the show. Fully archived, described right there on the front page of the website. Go get them. We charge you nothing. There's you don't even have to dig around. You don't have to log in. There's no games. You just go get them for free, freetalklive.com. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So you can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. You take control, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, Johnson is with us tonight.
That's right.
And you've done an extensive, like...
A lot of prep.
Over-the-top amount of prep.
It's time to find out tonight who likes Angry Johnson.
You were very angry at one particular man, apparently, and I'm not sure.
And I'm going to call him out.
How did you stumble across this clip, I guess, to begin with?
Well, I stumbled across this clip over the weekend because it's been well known that Bill O'Reilly interviewed Howard Stern.
Okay.
And so I was kind of checking out that interview, and I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he did a three-part interview series with Howard Stern, just
right.
Talking to him about his new show, and just, they were attacking one another, and I was entertained to watch them do that. And at the same time, while I was looking at that video, I saw on Friday, Bill O'Reilly posted a talking points piece attacking the ACLU. He wanted to attack the ACLU and talk about how they're traitors, and how they're anti-American, and... I just think that that man, as far as saying that his show is no spin and talking about who and who isn't real Americans, he is a lying shill. He's a charlatan and he's a hack, and I hate him.
Okay.
Well, I can see why he'd be upset about the American Civil Liberties Union. I mean, considering they're for civil liberties and stuff.
Right. He's against them.
Yeah, and he always has been. I mean, he's always been.
And he always talks about looking out for people. He's not looking out for anyone.
Of course not. He's just looking out for his paycheck. He's just telling people what they want to hear.
Howard attacked him for selling tchotchkes on his website.
Is that right?
I'm sure Howard sells tchotchkes on his website, too.
He does. And it's, you know...
Well, this is
the whole thing is a game.
This isn't about Howard Stern. We're going to play this clip here. It's 2 minutes and 15
this
seconds
long.
This is
Bill's attack on the ACLU.
Right, and then we're going to, I guess, go back and really dig into it. Okay, so here comes the clip, just so you can hear it.
And how the ACLU is putting you and your family in danger. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The New York Times ran an article today chronicling infighting at the American Civil Liberties Union. Talking Points does not care. What we do care about is Peter Lewis, the chairman of Progressive Insurance, donating $8.5 million to the ACLU. That, combined with the millions George Soros gives the outfit, allows the ACLU to cause all kinds of havoc.
Good. Now, the government needs havoc.
If you don't know that the ACLU is an anti-American organization by this time, you're never going to know. Nevertheless, I will list its agenda once again. The ACLU opposes virtually every aspect of the Patriot Act, which is designed to give U.S. authorities more latitude to stop terrorism.
This guy's just
the ACLU wants more photos from Abu Ghraib released. The organization is suing the CIA, opposing the Defense Department over detainees at Guantanamo, and objects to coerced interrogation of high-ranking terrorists. The ACLU has filed lawsuits against the Boy Scouts.
How dare you oppose
and
object? We should be able to torture people.
And attempts to stop children from accessing porn at public libraries. The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association free in a Massachusetts lawsuit and has supported the legalization of live sex acts in Oregon. The ACLU opposes parental notification in abortion cases involving their underage daughters, opposes restrictions on late-term abortions, opposes doctors informing police about possible statutory rape in abortion cases. The ACLU opposes the Minutemen on the border, exposition of the Ten Commandments in the courtroom, and is against no-fly lists to discourage terrorists from boarding airlines. Is that enough? I got more. In my opinion, the ACLU puts all of us in danger, wants to tear down traditional America and replace it with a so-called progressive society. And worst of all, is aiding worldwide terrorism by opposing virtually all U.S. attempts to combat it.
Nonsense.
I say the ACLU leadership are traitors.
Yeah.
but that's solely my opinion. Legally, the ACLU has a right to exist, but you have a right to object to it.
Liar.
Lewis and Soros are the main money men, but the Ford Foundation gives them millions and some celebrities help them out. Take note of these people. They are definitely not looking out for you.
Oh, he's a big bad man, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Now, did he just gloss over everything? I mean, you've only got he's got 2 minutes to do his little piece, and so he just glosses over about 50 different issues.
That's
there.
The tactic used by that particular right-leaning Nazi these days.
Right, just spin it to make it sound like it's not part of, you know, American culture, and spin it to make it sound terrible and evil, and don't give any facts.
Oh, it's spin because he's not giving facts.
Right.
And I'm going to give the facts. I'm going to address what this coward is unable to do. He just goes into his show and just makes these little talking point little bits which are just nonsense. And I'm gonna
and people eat it up too. Millions of people eat it up. They love this guy.
Because it's ignorant. It doesn't require any sort of education. It doesn't require you to pay attention in any way. And when people look at these talking points and they see these little, you know, one-sided blurbs, they buy into it because what's really being said or what's really going on isn't being said.
Indeed. So, all right, what we're gonna do here is we're gonna break this down bit by bit. And we're going to find out exactly what it is that he's lying about. I know you've got a lot of information here, Johnson. Your thoughts and comments on this, 800-259-5791. So I guess, okay, I've got this little thing to follow here, so I think I'll know when to pause it. All right, so here we go. We're going to play it again, except this time we're going to stop down.
And how the ACLU is putting you and your family in danger. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo.
By the way, I'll stop right there because I'm sorry. I don't feel like I'm in danger at all from the ACLU.
Nope, I feel like I'm in danger from the United States government.
Yeah. I'm not feeling threatened by any terrorists or anybody who I don't know. I'm feeling threatened by the people in Washington, D.C.
And the conservatives love to spin this as though you're not in favor of our conservative government. You're not a patriot.
Right.
Well, I'll say, I love America, and these people make me sick.
As long as the conservatives are in charge, then it's a real America, right? Anything they do is okay and American as long as they're in charge. That's the attitude here. That's the mindset.
The New York Times ran an article today chronicling infighting at the American Civil Liberties Union. Talking Points does not care.
Neither do we.
What we do care about is Peter Lewis, the chairman of Progressive Insurance, donating $8.5 million to the ACLU. That combined with the millions George Soros gives the outfit allows the ACLU...
Did you almost say oral?
...you to cause all kinds of havoc. Now, if you don't know that the ACLU is an anti-American organization.
Yeah, he's a dirty old man. Dirty old man, you know what he's got.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on. Right.
There's nothing wrong with being a dirty old man, except if you're posing as a good, clean, right-wing Christian.
No, there is something wrong with being a dirty old man when you're making obscene, harassing phone calls.
No, that woman who had the lawsuit decided to come back to work for Bill. I'm sorry, you can't work for a guy, leave, come back, and then say, he was harassing
you
sexually.
Victims of abuse normally go back to the abuser.
Whatever. Well, she needs to be protected.
All right. Here we go.
She's a victim.
Here we go.
Organization by this time, you're never going to know. Nevertheless, I will list its agenda once again.
Its agenda according to what Bill O'Reilly has to say.
By the way, I'm going to call myself out. What I just did there, which saying victims of abuse normally come back to the abuser, I just implied that O'Reilly was abusive. That's
right.
The type of thing that he's doing. That's
sure.
The exact type of thing he's doing, because he's not giving all the information. I don't know whether or not Bill O'Reilly's abusive or not, but I don't mind implying it.
Now, it's interesting that you're going to hear him give his version of the ACLU's so-called agenda, but in reality, what you're going to hear is his agenda. And his agenda is to support the United States government, the Bush administration, in every single thing that they do. That's his agenda. We're going to come back with more of this, 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
All right, so you can bring up whatever, or you can just listen in as we tear apart Bill O'Reilly, which we're going to resume doing in moments. But first, you need to visit us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you are on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for that. Let's go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Manwich. Hello. Hey, Matthew in Massachusetts. Are you there? Going once, Matthew. Matthew, going twice.
Hello.
Matthew, sounds like somebody's there. Well, we'll put Matthew back on hold. Alrighty then.
He's still asleep.
So back to Bill O'Reilly. He was talking about the ACLU. Apparently, this was his Friday night show or whatever. And I don't watch it, but you stumbled across this clip, Johnson, and it infuriated you, and rightly so. He is, as he's putting it, he's going to list the ACLU's agenda. Now, this is Bill O'Reilly's interpretation of the ACLU's agenda, which, of course, when you listen to it, it's actually going to show what Bill O'Reilly's agenda is. And, Johnson, you've got just a lot of commentary here. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So he started out there by chronicling or pointing out that Progressive Insurance donated $8.5 million and then millions of George Soros gives, and basically said that, oh, the ACLU has too much money to cause all this havoc. And I think it's good. You know, we have a government that's raging out of control, and ignorant people like Bill O'Reilly who make assumptions based off the fantasy. I mean, his entire reality is a fantasy. It's fiction. And people like him are currently controlling our government. It's people like Bill O'Reilly who oppose, you know, the Civil Liberties Union, the American Civil Liberties Union, that are, in fact, in opposition of freedom.
Well, yes, he is, but he doesn't see it that way. He sees anything the Bush administration does as being pro-freedom.
But he'd be wrong.
Right, of course he is.
He opposes the American Civil Liberties Union. Civil liberties. He's opposing civil liberties. I mean, the organization has it right in their names. That's what they're for.
For all of the bad things that I've heard about the ACLU, and all I ever do, and the only time I ever hear bad things about them is from somebody that already doesn't like them. Anytime I've ever actually heard of them being reported on, they're always doing something that's pro-freedom.
And they're always somebody who's uneducated because they're getting this crap flung at them by the right.
It's always the religious issues that are the big ones too. You know, the taking of the Ten Commandments out of the courtrooms. Now, I believe the Ten Commandments are, you know, historical law documents and can be in courthouses, but the manger scenes off of public lands. Well, there's too much public land anyway, so let's attack public land. I don't care.
And that's part of my problem with, you know, why I, you know, attack religion all the time, because I think that those type of people, those people who are on the right, they get so offended by the ACLU when they are against religion that they just attack them as a whole, and they rewrite what's really going on into things like this, like Bill O'Reilly's attack on the ACLU.
I've never seen, and I know that we're probably going to get into this because he mentions, like, Christmas displays or whatever, but when the ACLU is seen as attacking religion, they're not really. They're just saying keep it off of government property. That's all they ever say about it. Go ahead, have your religion. You're free to do so. Just don't get it into government.
And if there wasn't so much government, it wouldn't be such an issue.
Indeed.
I mean, most Americans agree there's too much government. Well, here's part of it.
All right, let's
start with the first little claim here by Bill O'Reilly. Here we go.
The ACLU opposes virtually every aspect of the Patriot Act, which is designed to give U.S. authorities more latitude to stop terrorism.
Yeah.
All right, let's address this phenomenal, phenomenal demonstration of Bill O'Reilly's ignorance. All right? It shows he's just a dishonest shill. He's calling himself conservative. I mean, he's for the Patriot Act. He's for the Patriot Act, and he's calling himself a small government conservative.
And nobody, the Patriot Act hasn't stopped terrorism. All it does, that's just the PR. That's how they've sold it to people. They've saying, well, if you're a patriot, you should support the Patriot Act because it'll stop terrorism, when in fact all it's doing is making life more difficult for average Americans.
Growing the police state.
Yeah, it's making it so that the FBI can, for instance, go to the library and pull up a list of all the books that you've checked out and harass bookstore owners to turn over all of their records and just other terrible no-knock searches where they can come into your house and search all of your things without even telling you that they were there.
Trying to fight terrorism with the Patriot Act is like trying to drink water with a fork. It's like the more you try to pick it up or whatever, it's just going to slip through the tongs of the fork. I mean, there are so many holes in the Patriot Act. All it is doing is stabbing things. Well, that's all it's doing. It's stabbing at terrorism and failing miserably because terrorism is like water. It's going to flow around law, just like the drug war has the same exact problems.
I like you. You've actually got some quotes here, I guess, directly from the ACLU. You quote the ACLU Safe and Free project that they have.
Yeah,
where
it's called the Safe and Free initiative.
And I like
safe or free.
I like what they have to say from an ACLU national spokesperson, Emily Whitfield. She says, the Bush administration has presented Americans with a false dichotomy that we must choose between being safe or free. We're saying that there doesn't have to be a choice. We can stay safe and be free at the same time. In fact, not only do I agree with that, but I must insist that freedom is the only way to stay safe. There's no safety in a police state. There's no safety in police checkpoints and all this police activity that we have. It's only an appearance of safety. As we pointed out many times, for instance, the New York City subway searches, if you want to kill people in New York City, what does it matter if you get the bomb on the subway or not? You're going to kill them either
way.
What
if it's on the platform? And if they don't attack the actual train, then they attack the platform. If they decide, maybe they just decide to avoid the subway all in general, and they decide to bomb a bus, a stadium, a hospital, a library.
And there's no doubt. Just look at the different states. I mean, even Bill O'Reilly.
Don't give them any ideas, John.
Wouldn't Bill O'Reilly have to admit?
I think they got him on their own.
Being a conservative, a so-called conservative, wouldn't he have to admit that more gun freedom is a good thing? Right? Because, I mean, if you want to talk about safety versus freedom, look at the states in America that have the least gun control laws. States like New Hampshire, Vermont, and Alaska. These states, per capita, just don't even come close to the violence that that happens in other states.
I don't want to stray too far from that, because what we're addressing here specifically is the Patriot Act. And
yes,
I want to address what's going on.
I'm pointing out the fact that when you have more freedom, you are more safe, and when you have more freedom to defend yourself, you're more safe. It's just a legitimate example.
And the Patriot Act is the reverse. And this, one of the things that the ACLU is doing is actively looking for people who feel like they've been victimized.
He's got more claims. We're going to get to him, but let's go back to Matthew again. Matthew in Massachusetts, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, I was on before?
Yes.
I'm not sure. There was
something. I think you fell asleep.
Sounded like you were clearing your throat or something.
It was a technical error. What's on your mind, Matthew?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was clearing my throat a moment ago. Let's see. Does anyone remember Rwanda with the, and you know how it was the attack on Rwanda during the Clinton administration?
Uganda and Rwanda Civil War.
Yeah, there was that whole thing. It's interesting that back then, and along with and also in Bosnia, these same, quote unquote conservative talk show hosts were going off on how, you know, this whole interventionism, you know, and this is like making us, you know, not safe and, you know, throwing our, it's the exact same thing. They're, you know, and, you know, then you have the left wing, you know, the liberals and the, and those types going off about the, you know, it's the same, but they were, you know, supporting, into Bosnia.
It's so partisan, yeah. It's so dishonest, and it is amazing that more Americans don't see through this facade. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
All right, good night.
800-259-5791.
The Democratic and Republican parties are two wings of the same disgusting vulture that's picking the entrails out of the American people.
No doubt about that. More on the way. Walt's coming up. Your calls as well. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Monday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them, totally free. Go get them. Go listen in online, freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to get back to this ACLU clip with Bill O'Reilly. We're going to tear him a new one here in a moment. But let's talk to Walt in Missouri first. Walt, you're listening on KCXL, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. What's up, Walt?
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
First of all, let me explain who I am. I'm a retired Marine Corps major. I worked in military intelligence, and I have no use for the Patriot Act, no use for Bill O'Reilly, and no use at all for the ACLU and the separation of church and state. For everybody that does not know, that was in a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist assuring them that there would be no government-controlled churches.
Right.
Now, I agree with what you said earlier, too, about if we had less government, then we wouldn't have to worry about the Ten Commandments on government property, except that our country was founded on Christian religion. Now, I can appreciate the fact.
It's not true. You can look up quotes from every one of the founding fathers that state that they
have
serious problems with Christianity. Some of them specifically say that Christianity, like Thomas Jefferson, is a blight upon existence.
Well, but at the same time, they also said that surely, you know, though we may not be Christian, if we disobey God's laws, then our country will be doomed.
Also not true. They specifically stated that our country would be lost without morality, but that morality should not be or ever come from Christianity. Many of the founding fathers, including George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson,
Benjamin Franklin,
I think Alexander Hamilton, all specifically have statements that say that the country was not founded upon Christianity. There's one by George Washington, I think, either that or it might have been John Adams, that says that the country was not founded upon Christian principles in any way. That's almost literally the quote.
Okay, well, I really hope that you're correct in that, because I'd hate to think that, the public is getting misled.
Well, to me,
like all these trashy neocons out here, O'Reilly, Savage, Limburger, and all of these stupid gals that are on the thing thinking that they're doing something. And, I can't understand how these people, just like our Senate and Congress and the President, can allow themselves to be bought and sold. But anyway, the bottom line is, again, that term you were talking about, Ben Franklin said it about, he that will sacrifice liberty for security deserves neither.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I mean, and that's the way I look at it. You can't have freedom in a police state.
Nope.
And did you know that the Gun Control Act of 1968 is, with the exception of 3 to 5 words, I believe, the same Gun Control Act of 1935 that Adolf Hitler had?
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
And in 1934, they banned automatic weapons. Who did that affect? It affected the honest people.
Sure.
Now,
of course.
In Iraq,
cannot defend yourself from the state if you don't have the same weapons they do.
Exactly.
Well, also, the Second Amendment calls for we the people to be the militia. That means we're supposed to have military weapons. Now, in Iraq, that's what I wanted to get to.
Yes, sir.
Saddam Hussein had told them, all of his people, if anybody ever wonders why everybody's got APG, RPGs and AK-47s mm-hmm. and mortars and everything, because you could buy them at all the gun stores. And he told his people to be armed, to go buy this stuff, because we may be attacked by our enemies. Of course, he was thinking Israel or Iran.
Right.
You know, so... But anyway, back to this ACLU thing.
Yes, sir.
I think this guy O'Reilly, I would say maybe one in ten things he says I would agree with, maybe.
And he claims to be the no-spin zone. He claims to be the no-spin zone. He's a liar.
I know. All of these guys are garbage. And the Patriot Act is totally garbage. It violates the 1st, 4th, 5th, 8th, and 10th Amendments of the Constitution that I swore an oath to. And my
haven't you heard? We've got news for you coming up later in the show.
Yeah,
if I
know.
Get a chance. Haven't you heard about what Bush said about the Constitution?
I know what Bush said about it. It's just a GD piece of paper.
Yeah.
And my attitude is, well, if I'd have been there and one of the senators or congressmen, I'd have looked around the room and said, okay, guys, who wants to kick their impeachment proceedings off?
Yeah, except they're a bunch of pansies. Thanks for the call,
yeah,
Walt.
Yeah, God
appreciate
bless.
It.
You
That's
guys
what
take
they needed.
Care.
They needed more former Marines in the room with George Bush. That way they could have kicked the pants off of him. Instead of
you know what worries me the most about you know, religion and politics mixing?
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen? Just imagine for a moment, even if it's Christian. Let's just pick the Christian religions here. What would happen if the Amish got in control of the government? I mean, would we all have to stop having TVs and electricities and cars and all that other stuff?
Or what about the Arabs? Why don't we just
pray to Mecca five times a day?
Yeah, pray to Mecca five times a day and outfit every right. woman with a nice,
burka.
Shiny burqa.
The folks in Utah, the Mormons, would say
mm-hmm.
that you know, we should not consume caffeine. We should all be able to have more than one wife.
Or what about the Jews? What if the Jewish people got in control and then everybody had to eat kosher?
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be hell.
That we'd celebrate.
What if the atheists got in control and completely outlawed religion?
That'd be bad, too.
Let me take that stance.
Yeah, everybody should be free to worship or not worship.
And guess what, guys? I'm not religious, but guess what? I'll advocate myself. I want no establishment of belief. And it has to have right. anything to do with government, including... That's completely atheist.
I get a little timid when I hear somebody like Walt call in and start bringing up the whole argument about how we're a Christian based nation, because it seems to me to be a non-issue. You either believe that government should be separated from religion or you don't.
Right.
And you don't call in and say you believe that government should be separated from religion and then go and say, but we were Christian based. No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, you've got quotes that say we aren't Christian based. I'm sure they could go dig up quotes that say we are Christian based, and we can argue all night long about whether or not this country was Christian based.
One thing that's obvious is that the founding fathers were politicians.
That's for sure.
One thing that's obvious.
But
I want to get back to talking about the ACLU and talking about, you know, what's going on here. We were kind of left on the point about the Patriot Act.
Well, we were talking about how it is that you can be safe and free at the same
right.
time.
Well, the ACLU is also actively looking for people who have been victimized by the expanded government powers granted by the Patriot Act, or Operation TIPS, which encourages the public to resort to their neighbor's report their neighbor's suspicious behavior to the FBI.
I thought they shut that down. Is that still going on?
I don't know, but 200,000 tips have been filed since September 11th. Several people have already stepped forward alleging the government harassment, including A.J. Brown, a 20-year-old anti-war activist and computer major at Durham Technical Community College in North Carolina. Brown was questioned by the Secret Service after an anonymous tipster...
oh, my God.
Awful. Yeah, anyway, called the agency to denounce an anti-Bush poster hanging in her apartment. The poster depicts Bush holding a length of rope over a backdrop of figures hanging by their necks and criticizes the number of death row inmates who were executed during Bush's tenure as a Texas governor.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Brown was getting ready for a Friday night date when two agents from the rally office and a local police investigator showed up her doorstep, saying they'd received a report that she had anti-American material in her apartment.
Yes,
they
had
no warrant, and she refused to grant them entry, but opened her door wide enough to let them view the poster, she said. For 45 minutes, they tried to convince her to let them into her apartment and check if she had any maps of Afghanistan or pro-Taliban material.
You know, I'm
more
shocked
when we get back.
I'm shocked we didn't hear about that story because that's outrageous. But
there's more. There's more. It's not done.
It's the agents that are the ones that are anti-American. It is all of this police state garbage that's anti-American. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website at freetalklive.com, we'll cast your vote over at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, easy to do, takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because your votes keep us up in the top. I think we're number three now, the number three podcast in the world, thanks to your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here, and we're going to return to smashing Bill O'Reilly in a moment. But here's Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rich. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I had a comment about the United States being based on the Christian religion.
Uh-huh.
And while it is true that many of the things that are taught in Christianity are reflected in the Constitution, the truth is that every single one of those principles is also a fundamental principle of every major religion.
Yeah. And it's also fundamentally just moral because, as one famous philosopher, Immanuel Kant, says, he has a theory called the categorical imperative, which basically states that any moral can come from the fact that from the Golden Rule, basically, that you don't want to do unto others as you would have them do unto you or unto anyone else. In other words, if it's wrong to lie, it's wrong to lie, because if everyone lied, it would violate the whole concept of language.
That very principle itself is every single major philosophy, every single major religion that exists anywhere in the world, from Taoism to Confucianism to Zen Buddhism to Islam, Hinduism.
Yeah, so saying that government was based upon Christianity is just utter nonsense.
And, of course, they all claim it as their own.
Well, and let's not forget that the letter to the Danbury Baptist Church sort of, I mean, we've considered that law up till now, that there's separation of church and state. We've operated the country the whole time, whether it says it in the Constitution or not, as though there's separation of church and state.
Well, sort of. Close.
So the whole point, as he explained in that letter, was that the state was to have no influence on the church. But the morality that is taught by the religions, he didn't say by the churches, but by the religions, and there's a difference, because the church is about an organization. A church is an organization.
That's right.
A group of people.
It's a two-way street, and if the church doesn't figure it out, the government's certainly not going to tell them that if, you know, the church has influence on the government has influence on the church, and the government's certainly not going to tell them that. That street goes both ways.
Yeah. Well, we definitely need to have a big old wall between the two of them as far as...
How many churches have immoral people in them? How many churches have people in them that don't follow their religion?
All of them. Every single one.
Major religion.
I just said that as a joke. I don't actually believe that.
Great point, Rich. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. All right, so just a quick recap here. We are just tearing apart Bill O'Reilly. He went off on the ACLU saying that they're un-American. And I'm sorry, but no. Actually, they, from what I've seen, stand up for liberties. I mean, as you pointed out, Johnson, they are the American Civil Liberties Union.
I don't think they're the greatest organization in the world.
No, I don't give money to them at all. But nonetheless, they have stood up for some pro-liberty things. And he's saying that Bill O'Reilly is making claims about how they're opposing the Patriot Act and therefore they're putting us all at risk. Well, in fact, we're at risk from tyranny because of what this government is doing. As you just pointed out, Johnson, a young lady who was getting ready to go out for a night, and when some agents showed up at her door demanding access to her home because somebody had anonymously reported some sort of scary anti-Bush poster hanging
right
up in her house.
She had a poster that depicted about the fact that Bush had executed so many people during his reign of terror in Texas. Now,
and
she just basically says, yeah, she's a victim. She says, I kept saying no, that they couldn't come into the apartment. And finally, she's like, I think the Taliban are a-holes. And they left a little later. At first, I thought they were rounding up activists and incarcerating them. I was scared. After they'd gone, I didn't know whether to scream or to laugh my head off. Brown, who refused to give her complete name out of fear of reprisals for her anti-Bush views, will be featured in some of the ACLU commercials now. Andrew Mandel, a member of Voices of Wilderness, a group that protests U.S. sanctions against Iraq, Mandel was questioned by Chicago police and a postal inspector after refusing to use stamps featuring the American flag on a newsletter going out to 4,000 of the group's supporters. Because of the work we do, we felt some people might be offended by the stamps, so we asked for any stamp but the American flag stamp, said Mandel. The postal worker asked Mandel and a colleague to wait while she got the stamps and went into a back room to phone the police.
Unbelievable.
Two cops arrived and asked Mandel what he had against the flag and left after he explained the group's position. The postal worker told Mandel to return for his stamps the next day. When he did, a postal worker took him into the back room to ask about the group's activities and funding. Inspector requested to inspect the mass mailing before it was sent. Mandel acquiesced. Don't cooperate. Don't cooperate with people like this. It felt like he had a lot of power to make my life miserable, Mandel said. I didn't like the potential of the situation.
Well, of course he had a lot of power. The post office has a monopoly on first-class mail, so he couldn't go anywhere else. He had to put up with it.
Another one, Sarah Backus, the co-coordinator of Wisconsin chapter of the School of America's Watch, a group that accuses Georgia Military School of training Latin American soldiers to commit human rights violations. The group was in the Milwaukee airport on its way to lobby Congress to shut the school down when the Midwest Express informed 20 of the 37 members that they were on a no-fly list and could not board their plane. This is the type of thing that the Patriot Act allows the government to do. And Bill O'Reilly supports it.
And
now
they're looking at reinstituting the Patriot Act. Now they're looking at keeping this thing going, and it needs to be fought against. It needs to be stopped. Our friends over at DownsizedDC.org.
He can't be that ignorant. He's got to be a liar.
He's working for him, is what you're saying. More coming up. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you. All of it's free. You can take a look at our new auction. We've placed up another banner. We sell our banners via auction because I want to see what they're worth. I want to see what the market thinks. So you can go to auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid on the second banner on the website. The first one went for about $80. So odds are this one will go for less. So if you want to advertise whatever it is you want on our site, place your bid now, auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so Bill O'Reilly went off on the ACLU the other day, and now we're going to go off on him. Not because we're all huge fans of the ACLU, but they certainly defend civil liberties, and Bill O'Reilly is apparently anti-civil liberties.
Bill O'Reilly is not looking out for you. As he always claims to be.
He's looking out for the government. He's looking out for the state. He's looking out for the Bush administration. So here's another one of his claims.
The ACLU wants more photos from Abu Ghraib released. The organization is suing the CIA, opposing the Defense Department over detainees at Guantanamo, and objects to coerced interrogation of high-ranking terrorists.
Yeah, all the facts scare the crap out of Bill. You know? I mean, It scares him that, in fact, there would be more photos from Abu Ghraib.
Right.
Now, what purpose could this serve? Showing the American people what war's all about.
Yeah. Wanna,
how freaking evil this crap is.
Let's just give latitude to them to do whatever they want to deal with terrorism. Let's just have it so that anyone, any of these shock troop cops, can just bust into people's houses and pull out their fingernails.
Good Americans don't question the administration.
What do you have to hide?
He doesn't like, he objects to coerced interrogation here. Doesn't object to it, but he's upset about the objections. Coerced interrogation, it's just been found recently in the news that coerced interrogation may have actually been what got us into this whole Iraq thing in the first place.
Well, yeah, if you're torturing some guy and he really doesn't have information, he'll just make it up to end the torture, right? Didn't you, you were saying that the guy made up the yellow cake thing, right?
He did make it up. He had to. He was getting tortured.
Well, here's the thing. That's the ACLU has found out. They're doing lawsuits recently because they've found out that there are documents, and they're trying to get hold of these documents, and they've gotten some documents that have blatantly pointed to the fact that originally the government was claiming that the terrorism incidents were minor, that they were an aberration, that only a few people, only a few aberrant soldiers were torturing Iraqis, mm-hmm. and that it wasn't a big thing. Well, the reports now between, you know, that they've seen emails and communiques between Navy officers and whatnot,
right.
that's clearly point that this is widespread, systemic, comes from the top,
sure.
that there is policy that specifically states that torture is okay. And the types of things that they're doing are things like electroshock therapy, torturing people in the nude.
Oh, but if it just saves one life, Johnson, if it just saves one life, then it's worth... Wait, no, it's not. You're torturing somebody. Let's talk to Bill in New York. Is this Bill O'Reilly?
Yes, it is.
Well, Bill, what do you think?
I think if you want to come on the Factor and you want to talk this, then that's fine.
Hey, Bill, I knew you were going to invite us on the Factor because that's where you love to fight, where you've got the potentiometer and you can decide who's going to say what at any given time. What you need to do, Bill, is you need to discuss it here on Free Talk Live.
In fact, Bill, if you...
The ACLU wants to bully people around and take away Christmas...
All right, hold on, Bill. We're going to put you on hold. If you can hang on, we'll bring you back on.
They're stealing our Christmas.
Bill O'Reilly on hold here with Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with more. Hour number two is coming up. This is your show, 800-259-5791. People are listening to Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...